You're listening to another Vantage Point program today with George and Rita Gully.
2,000 years ago, there walked on this earth the most powerful and authoritative person in the whole universe. Nothing could withstand him. Not the devil, demons, dangerous elements, animals, men, diseases, or death. And yet, he was the humblest, the meekest, the most loving and compassionate and fearless of men. His name? Jesus Christ.
He never paraded or publicized his powers for profit, prestige, or popularity. He wasn't an entertainer as many pseudo-miracle workers are today. No man can claim to be his equal. He is both God and man, exercising absolute and perfect authority and control over his creation.
Any miracles Jesus performed in his ministry were for a specific purpose. They were signs that verified he was indeed the long-promised and long-awaited Messiah and Savior of the world. One great Jewish rabbi who recognized him as different from all other men was Nicodemus, mentioned in chapter 3 of the Gospel of John in the New Testament.
And it was to Nicodemus that Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." And Jesus went on to say, "The wind blows where it will. You hear the sound of it, but you cannot tell from where it comes and to where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit of God."
The greatest man who ever lived is Jesus Christ. Yes, he lived and ministered here on earth 2,000 years ago. He allowed himself to die by means of his enemies, but he rose from the dead. In the last book of the Bible, we have Jesus' own words, "I am he who lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore."
The Bible gives us the history of the creation of the world and mankind. When man rebelled and sinned against his Creator, God wasn't taken by surprise. He already had a remedy for mankind's sin problem. At just the right time in history, he sent his Son, born of a virgin, to die on the cross to take away our sin.
The Bible says God loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
As we look around the world today and see what it has become, it's no wonder that mankind in general is faithless and unbelieving. I'm sure you've heard these words, "If there's a God, how could he allow it to happen what's happening today?"
At the creation, God gave mankind a free will. We're not robots. He made us so that we could choose right from wrong. And when Adam, the first man, disobeyed his Maker, his sin was inherited by each succeeding generation. That's why the Bible says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the perfection of God."
There is a way back to God. That way back is through the Lord Jesus Christ. When he was here, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me." And the Bible also says that as many as received him, that's Jesus Christ, he gives the right to become children of God, even to those who believe on his name.
We hope you enjoyed the program today. If you'd like to contact us, simply write to George Gully, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. I'll give you that address again. George Gully, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. And thank you for listening.